Shalom. This is Billy Brim and
Chip Brim.
We're coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Now, I want to talk to you today as if you were just sitting here around the table with us and just kind of discussing some things that I've been thinking about in my mind, because the Lord said to me, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. And then I had thoughts. They preach about it. They know it's there. But they don't tap it. And I've been thinking a lot about it because God told us to pray about an awakening. And then now he's showing me that you're going to have a manifestation of the dunamis power of God to wake up the world. They have the right to see it. And Chip and I were talking, and Chip, if you got your Bible there now, there's something about one day Brother Hagin walked to my office and he said, did you ever notice that the three networks, Christian networks, have been built by Holy Ghost people, Holy Ghost baptized people? At that time, there were only three, PTL, TBN, CBN, and of course, Pat Robertson, Jim Baker, and Paul Crouch. Those were the only three. Now, all kinds of Christian networks are out there, but there were only three for a long time. Mm. And he said, did you notice it happened with Holy Ghost-filled people? Mm. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke with other tongues. Mm-hmm. Then he turned around and left, Chip. That's all he said. He did that to me quite a lot, but he set me to thinking. Now, I want you to look here in, is there a difference? People who are born again have the Spirit of God in them. Yes, they're born of the Holy Spirit. But there is a dimension, there is a power that comes on you in the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Now here it is. Let's just look at John chapter 20. John chapter 20, verse 1. The first day of the week, that's a Sunday, cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark unto the sepulchre, and seeing the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. So she's come to the grave. The stone is rolled away, and Jesus has been risen from the dead. She's weeping. She doesn't really know it. And verse 11, Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. As she wept, she stooped down, looked into the sepulchre, and she saw two angels in white. And they said, why are you weeping? And she said, they have taken away my Lord. And then when she had said thus, verse 14, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if you've borne him hence, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, and probably her name was pronounced Mary. Can you imagine what she felt? She knew her name. He called her name. She turned herself and said, Rabbi, Master. Jesus said, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to your God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she'd seen the Lord and that he'd spoken these things to her. He said to Mary, don't touch me. You see, Jesus had borne our sin, our sickness. He had borne our punishment. He'd gone to hell. And after 3 days, the Bible says he put off from himself principality and power. He came up out of there. He paid the full price. He came back by the tomb to get his body. When he came back to get the body and raise it from the dead, there was Mary. And she, of course, would have thrown herself at his feet. He said, don't touch me. You see, he's on his way. He hasn't yet carried his blood into the Father, before the Father, and offered it before the throne. And so Mary, he didn't want to be contaminated. And he went with that body and he went with that blood up to the throne where he offered it for our sin. It had not yet been accepted. So he said, don't touch me. I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go tell them. So she went and told them that Jesus was arisen. And verse 19, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus, stood in the midst, and said unto them, Shalom Aleichem, peace upon you. And verse 22, when he said this, He breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. The blood had been accepted. Now their sins were forgiven and they could be born again. This is where the disciples were born again. So it is to these born again disciples. He stays with them 40 days and teaches them. And then at the end of 40 days, he's going to rise from the dead. We know it was 40 days because there are 50 days between Passover and Pentecost. And it tells us here in Acts chapter 1 that he was with them 40 days. And he said to them, verse 4, he's assembled up on the Mount of Olives and he's about to be going up into heaven. Being assembled together with them, he commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father which you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So this is something different. These are born again apostles, disciples, 120 of them. And he says, don't leave town. Don't go dare out and start your ministry without the Holy Ghost and dunamis. Mm. This word here is you shall receive dunamis after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you and you shall be witnesses unto me. Witnesses of what? Witnesses of his resurrection. Witnesses that he is alive. And so they stayed in that room, just like he said, for 10 days. And then on the day of Pentecost, you know the story, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. When he came upon them, they all spoke with tongues, and now they are in dunamud. They have this dunamis. I made up that word from dunamis. They had this dunamis upon them. And now we see how it behaves, what it does, what it accomplishes. Remember the angel who saw John G. Lake said, contend for this. Strive for this, the book of Acts. He took his finger down and he started at Acts chapter 2 and he went all down the book of Acts and he said, this is the Pentecostal power. This is the dunamis. And so then we see how it acts. We see how it behaves all through the book of Acts. We see them raising the dead. We see them healing the lame. We see them healing the blind. We see them having 3,000 born again in one day. We see Peter, if you just got within, Peter was in dunamud. He had the glory upon him. He had that dunamis power of God. If you only got in shadow's length of him, that dunamis would flow out of him into you and you would be healed. And that's the kind of a power they went in. What do we see it doing? Signs and wonders, miracles, visions, dreams, teaching them, angels. The activity of the first days of the church should be exceeded by the activity of the last days of the church, right. Not less than.
So, like Brother Hagin said in one of his teachings, one of the indications of someone who was filled with the Holy Ghost and power is speaking.
Yes.
One of the indications, you know what I mean? And they were filled, an indication of someone who was filled with it.
Yes.
And not just leaked out or filled with it.
Yeah.
It was an indication they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes. Praise the Lord. And then we see that speaking. We see that, I saw something yesterday in my Hebrew Bible that I study. They see four groups. We see animal, vegetable, mineral of all created things. And they see four. And here's what they see. They start at the bottom, mineral. Then next over that, vegetable. Then next over that, living beings. And then next over that, speaking beings. In other words, higher than the living beings, then, which includes, if we just say animal, vegetable, and mineral, we're all in there with the reptiles and everything else. But no,
there's a difference.
It's a speaking being.
Mm-hmm.
And that speaking being on that day of Pentecost He was given languages of angels and men. And those divine words and that power.
They couldn't keep from speaking.
They couldn't keep
Remember,
from speaking.
Remember, John said that. John and Peter said that. We can't help ourselves.
Yes. And they then moved forth in that power. I think it's so marvelous in Acts chapter 4. And I thought Mac Hammond did a masterful job of teaching on this at the minister's conference. You can call us and we'll get you that CD. And he taught on Acts chapter 4. He taught on how do you contend for this power. I had preached on the dunamis power. He said he couldn't sleep all night. And God showed him, you pray for it. That's one thing you do. And they prayed in Acts chapter 4, and here's what they prayed. They were in trouble with the authorities. They didn't ask God to get them out of trouble. They said, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. They may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And then two verses down, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Great dunamis. Mm. This world has got the right to see the dunamis power of God operating in the church to witness that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Mm. That is an anointing. Yes, it's the anointing. Bless the Lord. It's the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
It's the Holy Ghost power. It's
all
the
synonymous.
Dunamis.
Yeah.
It's all synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Christ was raised by the glory. Christ was raised. It's all named the Holy Ghost, if you want to know it. It's all named the Holy Ghost.
Is that
Ghost.
The same thing, Mom, as the Hebrews call the Ruach and the Pneuma
the
in the Greek?
It's
the same thing, the same spirit that created the universe?
Exactly.
Everything. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead?
Yeah. He's the same one in Genesis 1.
In
2.
Us.
Yeah, in us.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Lordship. When Brother Wiseman was here the other day, he said to us, think of it.
Think of it.
The Holy Spirit that was in Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus. There's not two Holy Ghosts, there's just one. He was in Jesus and on Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus that said, Lazarus, come forth. That same Holy Ghost is in you.
Mm.
He remembers the day Lazarus came forth.
My. Praise God. What a momentum shifting thing there.
Yeah, and it's a revelation, it's illumination, and we're getting it. If you would like to become a Chip's partner, Champion for Christ partner, and help him get out those wonderful messages on the anointing. And you can get them from us by CD, DVD. Just call 1-417-336-4877 or write Post Office Box, Branson, Missouri, 65615 and say, I want to be Chip's partner. Oh my, I know how much they need it. And I know how much they would appreciate it. Shabbat shalom.